Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig said in 2010 a footprint would be left in Kansas City long after the All-Star Game's last out.
We will leave, besides all the other the great memories, we will leave a lot of money for local charities that will make a great impact, and we'll let the Royals really do things for in a lot of different ways.
Regardless of the boos showered upon Robinson Cano of the New York Yankees after excluding Billy Butler of the Kansas City Royals from the Home Run Derby, Major League Baseball still counted the money. The proceeds from the Home Run Derby went to charity. From the Kansas City Royals Community Relations Department, Toby Cook with Major League Baseball's stamp of approval was in charge of allocating the Royals' portion of the money.
We knew the things that they would be excited about, and field renovations is kind of at the top of the list. They also have a partnership with the Boys and Girls Club nationally, and there's no question that the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum had to be a part of the picture.
The Negro Leagues Baseball Museum received funds for a traveling exhibit that enabled the museum to market itself. Last month, for example, it was in Omaha in conjunction with a College World Series. Clearly visible, even a year later, is the improved condition of the baseball field at Satchel Paige Stadium in Kansas City. It's a muggy Sunday night, and a youth league game is underway between teams calling themselves the Monarchs and the Mets.
What Major League Baseball did, they came in and they renovated the entire field. They graded the field. They stripped the field, graded it, put in a brand new drainage system. New sod. It's a great field.
That's Ronald Stevenson, director of Kansas City's RBI program, which stands for Reviving Baseball in the Inner City, an extension of the Boys and Girls Club. Three other fields in the city were also upgraded. Though Stevenson wishes more could have been done at Satchel Paige, he's thankful for its current condition on the banks of Brush Creek, especially since the stadium was submerged by the devastating Brush Creek flood of 1998. The question is whether the fields can be as well manicured year after year. Cook admits that's the most difficult task, but he doesn't believe the fields will be ignored.
We're not going to have another All-Star game for quite a while, but from a Royals Charities Foundation standpoint, we'd like to help them to continue to maintain them as well, because we certainly don't want to do this once for 2012, and then it doesn't look that way anymore.
Meanwhile, groundbreaking is scheduled for next week for two adaptive baseball fields, one in Olathe and the other in Independence. Adaptive fields will be built for kids with physical or mental disabilities. Plans were announced last spring at Kauffman Stadium, which pleased Natalie Blakemore, whose son Zach is disabled.
These venues offer places to go and enjoy their abilities, learn new skills, find joy and happiness. There are very few venues where kids with disabilities truly feel welcome.
$5 million were generated from last year's Home Run Derby. Of that total, $2 million will be invested locally. The All-Star Game not only left a footprint in Kansas City, it resulted in greener grass and fresh paint in some places around town that needed it. Greg Eklund, KCUR News.